Welcome to the Shift Gold Friday Gold Wrap, your weekly overview of precious metals and market updates. I'm your host, JD Bauman, and I'm here with my brother, Joel. Thanks for tuning in. Joel, great to see you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, JD. Not to be too blunt, but really short on time. I have a number of clients to get back to you and a lot of orders to execute. So let's hop into it.
Yes, we are operating a ship as we're running this podcast. So yeah, let's jump into it. Gold had a killer week. We were trading above $2,400 on Friday for gold, almost $30 an ounce for silver. Currently, gold is trading at $2,335 an ounce, about the same as it was this time last week. Silver is at $27.91, up about 2% since this time last week. The dollar index is up to 106, and the VIX, the fear gauge, is way up to 18.21. So as mentioned, we had metals rising throughout the week. There's a big rise on Friday. Peter tweeted about this. He said, "What's happening isn't normal. Gold doesn't normally trade like this, especially on no news. If this means that zero interest rate prices and QE and deficit spending chickens are finally coming home to roost, the magnitude and velocity of these gains is about to accelerate." So Joel, what are you seeing on the technical side, and why is gold down almost $100 from its Friday peak? I mean, still up on the week along with silver, but we did see a pullback. So what's behind
it? Yeah, it's a big liquidity push right now, where it coincided with around 10 a.m. this morning when silver kissed and touched that infamous $30 handle for silver. So we got into that immediately. Sellers came in, there's some profit taking, and it's proving to be a little bit of a resistance right now. Peter was right in saying that this isn't a normal week for price action. Gold and silver are still undervalued. We've talked about this several times, and we're going to reiterate it, that this is a rally that will continue. Of course, nothing moves in a straight line, so we will get pullbacks on the way, and I think the markets are showing right where our resistance points are going to be. So 30 for silver and the mid to low 2400 on gold for now. What's also interesting is we touched on it last week, and we've mentioned it with the U.S. coin sales, how there's a lot of Western dealers that are waiting on the sidelines, and they're just chomping at the bit for the first pullback. So we're going to see a lot of coin buyers, bar buyers, just overall Western retail clients hop in, buy, and that's going to push up delays. It's going to push up premiums. So wait to see, because in a month's time, what we're going to be talking about is more so delays and premiums than anything else. And spot could still keep going higher. You know, we'll wait to see to what the Fed says next week. But this is not a normal week. And VIX is up, which kind of says it all. We're at 18 VIX. And I think we're going to go higher. JD, what was the, at 10 a.m., I saw that the consumer sentiment came out. What was the numbers exactly on that?
Consumer sentiment survey dipped to 77.9 this month, down from 79.4 in March. So consumers are gloomy about these higher inflation numbers, and these numbers aren't going away. They're not forgetting it. The Fed is adjusting accordingly. So the Fed claims to be data dependent. They say this many times. Investors are now looking to the Fed and expecting, hey, you say you're data dependent, your data, which perhaps lowballs inflation, is showing inflation is still well above expectations. How are you going to still cut rates?
So right. We'll have to wait and see. But I think, I know the timing got pushed back and they lowered it to two cuts, but we're still keenly aware of the commercial office space. There could be another regional banking crisis that's looming around the corner. They could, you know, change their opinion on the drop of the hat and then become even more dovish. We've got that hyper preemptive Fed we were talking about before, and it's creating more of a moral hazard. So, you know, stocks have been climbing, and if the banks do start keeling over, at least the smaller banks, just wait and see, because that two rate cuts is going to turn more into three or four, which is completely the wrong thing to do. But watch where gold and silver will end up going if they start cutting rates and they start doing it more aggressively than implied. JD, can you give us the rundown on the other economic news for the week?
Yeah, the other big news this week was the hotter than expected inflation that came out on Wednesday. Investors were looking to this for a while. This is the CPI data. We were waiting for a 3.2 year-on-year inflation headline number, but it came out hotter than expected at 3.5. This cast massive doubt about the Fed dropping interest rates. In December, investors were thinking the Fed was going to lower rates like seven times in 2024. Now investors are pricing in about 2 interest rate cuts by the end of the year. That's a big difference. That's, you know, multi-percentage difference in interest rates for the entire economy. On the news, gold still stayed solidly above the 2300 level, which is really impressive when you would think that this news should be dovish for gold. It's actually been good news for gold. Looking at the week ahead, on Monday, we have Empire State Manufacturing data coming out. We'll see if manufacturing remains in the dark ages. On Tuesday, Powell is going to speak at about 1 in the afternoon. The Fed Beige Book comes out on Wednesday. And on Thursday, we have some jobs numbers and leading economic indicators. Joel, anything in particular you're looking out for in the week ahead or any new levels you're keeping an eye out for?
Hinted at this earlier, but on Tuesday, April 16th, Fed Chair Powell will be speaking at 1:15. And so that's going to drive a lot of volatility. I already hinted the VIX is up and it's going to keep climbing up. Not to toot our own horns, but we had said this about a month and a half ago, that the 11-12 VIX handle, that's going to be the lows for a while. VIX is going to go up with metals going up, which is exactly what's occurring. And then I'm going to wait to see kind of where bond yields go and where stocks go, because I think that's going to tell the story a little bit with how sensitive Wall Street is to the Fed bringing it from 3 cuts down to 2. And we'll see, you know, how, quote, data dependent the Fed is here.
Well, Joel, wishing you a good week ahead and all of our listeners too. Be well this week. Here's a quote from Ron Paul. When monetary policy destroys the currency, it always destroys the middle class. Thank you, and see you again next week.